The following audio is from North Life Church in Fort McMurray, Alberta. More information is available at northlifechurch.ca.
Well, God bless you for coming. I heard something quite a while ago. There was this elderly lady who came to visit the church. And when she came into the church building, a smiling usher greeted this lady and began to lead her into the sanctuary. And as the usher was leading her into the sanctuary, the usher said, "Madam, where would you like to sit?" And the lady said, "I would like to sit right down front." Now, that's unusual. Couldn't have been a Baptist. "I would like to sit right down front." And immediately the usher said, I don't think that's a good idea, ma'am." And she said, "Well, why?" Well, the usher said, "The pastor's sermons are very boring." And the elderly lady kind of stiffened up like this and said to the usher, "Do you know who I am?" And the usher said, "No, I don't. I'm the pastor's mother." And then the usher said, "Do you know who I am?" She said, "No, I don't." He said, "Good." So ushers, be careful of what you say when you lead people in. One of the greatest blessings that some of you have enjoyed is this matter of becoming a mother. Mothering is really an art. And you know much better than I do. I have a mother. I have mothers in my family, and I'll explain that a little later. But it's a challenge being a mother. But let me say this, ladies here today that are mothers, or that desire to be mothers. You are really miracle makers. God loves you. God favors you. God thinks highly of every mother. Why would I say that a mother is a miracle worker? Sometimes when we think of miracle workers, we think of those who are kind of ecstatic, you know, quite loud and demonstrative. But really, the greatest miracle workers are mothers. Because God has, in His great sovereign plan, God has chosen you to be able to conceive, to bear, and to give birth to a child. And even the most hard-hearted agnostics have to really acknowledge that the conception and formation and birth of a child is mysterious at the best. It's very complex. It's very complicated. So many things have to come together and work perfectly. And then the child is born. Now, I do not know about that, of course, but you ladies do. Scripture says, travail happens at night, but joy comes in the what? You know about that travail, ladies. But when the little one arrived, there's great joy. It's almost like you forget the other and embrace the new, that little precious one. A little child with a soul that will live forever. Miracle. One physician who was not a Christian came as close as he thought he should and said this whole formation and birth of a child is, I think he kind of hesitated, but he said it's divine. It's the closest he wanted to come. It's divine. I love this particular scripture. I made a note some time ago. Now, it's different in different parts of the world. In some parts of the world, ladies are married very, very young, 15, 16, 17. And by the time they are 20, they have more than one child. In our society, it's more like late 20s or 30. But let's just pretend today that you had your first baby when you were 20 years old. After that, you will have 30 years of what I call active mothering. Now, that's significant, isn't it? 3 decades of very intense involvement in the lives of that child or those children, active parenting. And then depending upon how long you live, it'll probably, for ladies, be 30 or more years that you will be living. And as you mothers know today, once a mother, would you conclude it with me? Always a mother. But there's 30 years in there of major mothering, an art form. But you are a miracle worker. And I love this scripture. King David, before he became king, apparently scripture tells us he was a shepherd. And he was a great poet, wrote many lyrics. And we have at least 150 of them. They're called the Psalms. And he would write the poems under the inspiration of God. And then he would get out his acoustic guitar. It wasn't electric or something close to an acoustic guitar. By the way, the gentleman who played this, that one there, you're a very good picker. Where are you? Raise your hand. Are you still here or did you go home for a while? Oh, that's all right. Oh, right there. Sorry. I'm looking so much at you, I can't see you. But David was on the house, out on the in the pastures, in the fields, and he's writing this poetry, and then he gets his harp or lyre or whatever they used in those days, and he begins to strum it, and he begins to sing what he has written. And a thought came to him one particular day, the wonder of the conception, formation, and birth of a child. He began to consider himself and why he was here and how he got here. And he sang this. And it's Psalm 139. He said, you made all the delicate inner parts of my body. Who is you, by the way? God. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body, and you knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. Then he said this. He said, you watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born, an amazing God, without limitations. You saw me before I was born. This is very personal. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. David, the shepherd boy, is contemplating how special he is, that God would attend to all the complexity of his birth. But let me add something to this today. Not only is that child special in the hands and sight of God, but the mother who gave birth to the child is. And every mother here today, in those difficult times of life, in the times when it's darker instead of lighter, in the times of the valley instead of the mountain, never lose the perspective that you are a miracle worker and God has used you to give birth to these children, and every child is intimately loved by God and known by God. Isn't that an amazing thing? Known by God. Even those that have been born with what we sometimes say are some type of challenge, or, you see, you know, Scripture says even those born with some what we would perceive as limitation are creations of God for His ultimate purposes. Mothers, you are blessed by the Lord. You're a miracle worker, and we honor you today. But not only that, you are a mentor. How many know the name Tony Campolo? Many of you do, right? He's a Christian sociologist. He's an author. He's a teacher. He's a compassionate, benevolent person. Pretty rough around the edges sometimes, but great guy. Now, sometimes when somebody has risen in the public and they are well known, they're honored for their speaking, for their writing, for their communication, for what they have done. And sometimes if that man is lifted up, often the wife is in the shadows. And time and again, as Tony Campolo would travel with his wife, he would be exalted and lifted up, and somebody inevitably would look at her and say, "What do you do, dear?" You know, kind of a, "What do you do, dear?" Well, Peggy, his wife, found out exactly what to say every time somebody said, "And what do you do, dear?" Here's what she would say every time while she was raising her two children, often at home while he traveled. She would say this. She said, "I am socializing to Homo sapiens." That would help right there, because most wouldn't know what Homo sapien means. "I am socializing to Homo sapiens into the dominant values of the Judeo-Christian tradition." In order that they might be instruments for the transformation of the social order. Into the kind of eschatological utopia that God willed from the beginning of creation. Then she would swing around and say, "And what do you do?" I love that. Let me say this, ladies, in the sight of God, biblically, and in the great plan of God, you are not in the shadow of God, you are in the limelight of God, mothers. And any husband that forgets that needs to be reminded. Eve is the mother of all living, of all that were ever to come. You are a great influencer. The influence you have on your children will last not only for time, but for eternity. Just about 3 hours ago, one of my brothers, I have 7 brothers, 8 boys, Dennis, Johnny, Vin, Roger, Joe, Les, Lewis, and Kirk. 3 of them work up north here, just an hour away. We had an amazing mother. It's not easy mothering. Very difficult. It's a major task. Our mother was somewhat of a sneaky mother. You know what she used to do with the 8 boys? She, when we didn't notice, she would come into our bedrooms when we weren't there, and she'd put a Bible right near the bed. Just a little sneaky reminder. Read it, read it. Sometimes she would bring something else that would be, we'd know Mom's been in our bedroom. Because we'd see something Christian, we'd see something godly, we'd see a reminder. And Mother prayed for us all of the times. Have all the prayers been answered? No. But eternity is not here yet. And Mother, some of your prayers you will never in this life see answered, but they will be answered. Never surrender and never give up. Some you will see while you're here. Some you will see as eternity rolls on. But the power and influence of a mother that can mentor in the things of God is immeasurable. Let me say something right now. Mothers, you are called to mother your children primarily. I have met many mothers who know how to mother somebody else's children. Now, they really don't. But they think that they know exactly what to do for that one. When right under your feet are the ones that you are primarily called by God to mother and influence and mentor. And the amazing thing happens when you focus on your children in the mentorship, and God begins to do some valuable, eternal, significant things in their lives, then you are able to help other children out of strength, not weakness, out of reality, not escapism. Mother, you are a mentor. You are an influencer. And you have been called by God with practically the highest calling that heaven and earth can know, to help and cooperate with the Almighty God in the molding of those children. You're a mentor. And it's not easy. That's why I think really, I often think of the word, the art of mothering. It's fine to read books. But sometimes I discovered over these years, I've met a lot of the people who wrote the books. Different story. Just because somebody can write a book on a subject doesn't mean that they're doing it or that they've done it and have proven some principles out in their lives. Some are just good writers. Not all, but some. And I'm not against, I'm a reader, I'm not against mothers reading all you can on children and whatever. It's good to learn, it's good to know some things. But you'd ever notice this, if you read 25 books on parenting, when you begin to have the children, you throw 20 of them out. You know? And I mean, some real good book readers, but there's something very dysfunctional in that everyday reality, because our children learn by catching it rather than simply by hearing it. And children and young people are very perceptive in that home environment. And when they see a mother that's real, that's solid and fun, they begin to catch that reality of biblical truths and principles. But it's not easy. You need God. Someone said this, mothering requires tenderness and toughness. That's why we need the Lord. Tender, yet what? Tough. Requires compassion and correction. Mothers, let me give you some titles today. By the way, is anyone listening? Raise your right hand. Anyone doze yet? Two of you. Well, we'll meet you after service. Here's some titles for mothers. You're a detective, and you're a doctor. Mothers, you're a counselor, and you're a correction officer. Mothers, you're a lullaby singer, and you're a staff sergeant. Mothers, you're a memory builder. I love that. Mothers, you're a memory builder, and you're a peacemaker. Mothers, you're an educator, and you're an enforcer. It's all good. They're all good. and they're all necessary. Mothers, you are a financier, and you are an investor. You're a mentor, and you're special in the sight of God. And you have a high and a holy calling worth every effort and every prayer and every focus. And although you're a mother, as long as time endures, there is that period of time of roughly 30 years of intense active mothering. I like what Solomon wrote. And when I think of Solomon, I kind of scratch my head. Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines. Somebody said 700 wives and 300 porcupines. A little rough. God said, don't have all these wives, but he did not listen. For a wise man, he often was very disobedient. But nevertheless, there's no doubt if you have 700 wives and 300 concubines, you kind of get a sense of ladies after a while, don't you? You would kind of get a sense of quality or otherwise. And King Solomon wrote this in Proverbs. He said, she is clothed with strength and dignity. Don't you love those two words? Mothers, be strong, and especially strong in the Lord. Be strong. If you feel down today, just pray to God and rise again. She is clothed with strength and dignity. I love that. A woman who's to be respected. Dignity. Ladies, never lose your personhood. Very unfortunate. When two become one, one erases the other. Never lose your personhood. Never lose your individuality. Because behind every mother is a woman. And that woman is a person that's to be respected. Don't let anyone rob you of that. She is clothed with strength and dignity. When she speaks, her words are wise. And she gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household. Her children stand up and what? Bless her. You might say, my mother, I can't find anything to rise up and bless her about. Oh, yes, you can. She gave you life, if nothing else, that you can right now concoct. She gave you life. She gave you life. Her children rise up and bless her. Her husband praises her. The word husband means husband, like the bands around a great barrel. The husband wraps his arms around his wife, around his spouse, and praises her. One thing that you will get to learn, that several things irritate me. But one thing that really is right up there that bothers me is a husband that speaks ill of his wife in public. It should never happen. Not once that the husband speaks ill of the wife in public. The differences need to be settled with each other. Solutions need to be discovered together. But it cheapens a husband and it harms a wife. when the husband belittles his wife in public. Do not do it. The author here, Solomon, says, husband, praise her privately, publicly praise her. And then he said this, King Solomon said, there are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass what? Them all. The you is very personal. It's not a matter of comparing you with another mother. It's you. It's you. It's you. So, my dear mothers here today, you are a miracle worker. God used you as the person to bring us into this world. You're a miracle worker. And some of you have seen miracles even in the lives of your little ones. Our youngest grandson, his first 2 weeks of life, it was just iffy that he would survive, that he would live. I tell you, it does something in people's lives when you look into the incubator, doesn't it? And they're not sure if he's going to pull through. Thank God he's 5 years old now. But we've seen little miracles along the way. And mothers, I think you have a sensitivity to that even we as husbands don't have. You know the impulses of God. You know those little things that it had to be God. Had to be God. You're a miracle worker and you're a mentor with a high calling. But mothers, let me tell you this, you're also mortal. There's times you are going to fail. There's times in which you will know, I have limitations, I can't do it all. No, you can't do it all, and you don't have to do it all. You need to prioritize and do what you do best in the raising of your children. We're mortal. King David, in another song, said, in sin did my mother conceive me. He acknowledged he's mortal. Your children are mortal. Our children will fail. They will mess up at times, but don't give up on them. Don't give up on them. Mothers are mortal. Our children are mortal. Because of our sin problem and our limitations and our shortcomings, Jesus said something we need to hear. Jesus said it. Who had a mother that had a lot of heartache. I think the two mothers in the Bible that had the most heartache were the first one and the mother of our Lord. The first one was Eve, and because of sin, her two boys got into a battle. Remember that? First two boys. And one killed what? The other. Can you imagine the upheaval in that home? And then Mary, she saw her son being crucified on the what? On the cross. What heartache, you see. Her heart was pierced that day. So Jesus says something to every mother today, and here it is. It's recorded in John chapter 3. Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. One version says, that which is of the flesh is flesh. That which is of the Spirit is what? Spirit. And it says here, humans can produce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So Jesus said, don't be surprised when I say, you must be born what? Again, you see, there's a secret to mothering, and it's God living in you. And not all mothers know that reality. Because when you say, Lord, thank you for dying on the cross for my sins, mothers, Thank you, you took my place. And I believe you rose on the third day, and you are living, Lord Jesus. Come into my life. Come into my life. There's a secret power and intensity that comes into you that has influence with those that are surrounding you for all of time, and it ushers into eternity. The picture you have here, and I would ask that you go back to the picture. Da-da-da. This is my family. This is our family. You recognize me, don't you? And my dear wife. And right in the middle, that's our daughter. And behind her is her husband. And the three little ones, those are our grandchildren. And to your right is our son. And beside him is our daughter-in-law. She's Ecuadorian. I took my son on a missions trip a number of years ago. And he fell in love with my interpreter. Go figure. So she's a beautiful part of our family now. And they just discovered in September they're going to have a child, their first. So my son just recently, he phoned me and said, Dad, we're going to even things up for you. Well, I'm a little slow at times. And I thought, what does he mean we're going to even things up for you? And he said, we've discovered our child is going to be a boy. They sent my wife flowers yesterday. It came here, la-di-da, somewhere here. And it said, Adam, Carito, and baby Summers. Sends these flowers. And when I think of our family and I think of your family, Jesus said you must be born again. These little ones have a never dying soul. They'll be somewhere forever with or without the Lord. And when I think of this family behind me, they now all know the Lord. The latest was the little boy, just turned 5. And just not long ago, my daughter stopped off at our place and said, Dad, something special happened with Caleb today. I was driving in the car, and Caleb said, I don't think I have Jesus in my heart. It's amazing what they absorb. I don't buy the philosophy that just leave them alone and later on they can decide for themselves. While you are leaving them alone, somebody else is deciding for them. And I looked at Caleb and I said, what happened today? I asked Jesus in my life. And he smiled because he said, when I prayed, he didn't say, but the wife, his mother said, when he prayed, Jesus, come into my life. Then he said, goodbye, Jesus. Not amen. He just said, well, I got that done. That's settled. That's a relief. You see, it's not just raising that little body, but this is a person that can know God. And mothers, please search your heart today, because it's better caught than taught. What's the message? The message is this. Ladies, moms, you are highly favored by God. You are loved by God. Get close to God. Trust God. Pray to God. Get to know God. Because you're a miracle worker. You're an influencer, a mentor. And although you're mortal and our children are mortal, the price for that mortality has been paid on the cross. We are forgiven. We are forgiven. Let us pray. Father in heaven, I want to thank you, and we want to thank you today for every mother in this auditorium. Bless them with a sense of your presence. Help them to embrace forgiveness. Help them to rise again. And God, please help we who are fathers and husbands, men, help us to encourage them and strengthen them. And Father, if there's someone here today without Christ, I pray that even this day, that mother or that father or that young person would just reach out to you and receive you as Savior and as Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.